This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of 180 Degrees.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's good to be back, Zoe. It's always such a blessing to be in studio with you. I feel like it's like bestie time whenever
right?
I'm here, honestly.
I was going to say that too. Oh my goodness, our minds. But yes, it's literally a blessing to come in here. It's a nice safe haven. I literally, like, the way my week is structured, I feel like I most look forward to coming in on Mondays.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like, I get so excited knowing that it's Mondays and that I get to speak to the amazing youth out there on a Monday and doing it with someone that just, you know, gets you a vibe, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Michaela. It's honestly, like, that's the thing. It's, this job is amazing. I don't even view it as a job, but it's best when you do it with someone that you like, someone you can connect with. And someone who's just cool, honestly. You don't want to be in here with a wet blanket, you guys. Trust me, it's not the vibes.
Exactly. Thank you for all those compliments, Zoe. I really feel it.
Yes. So all of you guys listening, you are packed in for a jam-packed show. It's going to be really cool. We've got some cool What I Did This Weekend that you guys don't want to miss. I had a fun weekend, I'm not going to lie. I know Michaela was probably doing some fun things as well, and she'll give us a little bit of information over there. Then we have an interesting tip that I think is very, very relevant. A cool interview you guys don't want to miss. I'm sure you've already seen the promotional posters on our social media pages, so just stay tuned for that. And then we have an interesting question that was posed correctly this time on our social media pages.
Yes. Guys, I did it this time.
Yes.
So Zoe just handed over the baton because she was like, you know what, I am handling so many things together, can you please just do this? And guys, it was just so much fun to put this Bible quiz up. I hope that you answered, and we looking forward to actually just letting you guys know what the answer is.
Indeed. But if you for some reason don't want to go on Instagram, you know, maybe you're on data, Instagram chows your data, you can also send us a simple WhatsApp to 081 729-1657. That is our official WhatsApp line here in Cape Pulpit. We love hearing from you guys. And then we have an interesting fact that I didn't even know about, but I found it out in a video that appeared to me on my For You page on YouTube. And I was like, nah, more people got to know about this, actually. So stick around, you guys. It's going to be a fun-filled show with your favorite guests and your favorite hosts. But we're going to listen to Forever Yours by Generation Unleashed, and it is a cool one. We belong to him indeed. Forever Yours by Generation Unleashed, a straight banger that we love here on 180 Degrees. You're tuned into 7 to 9 a.m. and it is 7 past 7, and we have some fun things that we did this weekend that we're going to tell you guys about. So it is actually my turn this week to talk about what I did this weekend. And guys, I had to write it down because, you know, I'd be forgetting. But don't worry, I have it all right here. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is when I visited the Blue Peter Hotel and Restaurant, which is actually near my house. So I've known about it like my whole life. Literally when I was in high school, our after party, not after party, but after valedictory was held there. Unfortunately, I didn't go for some reason or the other, but I only went for the first time after I'd actually matriculated. But it's actually a cool, cool place to go. You guys would not regret it at all. There's stunning views. Oh my goodness. Mm. That is the biggest appeal. I didn't eat when I went there because I'd eaten before, but not like on purpose. My mom just ambushed me with my favorite meal, and I was like, well, I'm not going to leave without eating this, you know what I'm saying? But when I went there, I had some of other people's foods. They had good food, good drink selection, so you guys might want to try that out. Then the next thing I did was I went to Bootlegger. So there are various Bootlegger branches all around Cape Town. You guys might not know of this, but they actually are running a special now indefinitely, where after 3 p.m., they knock about 40 rand off the price of their burgers. So most of their burgers will end up being 75 rand. And they recently came out with a vegan patty that I had a bit of, not the whole thing, but a bit, and it was delicious. Actually, it didn't taste like real meat because, you know,
It's not.
But it was quite good, actually. If I had to give up meat for health reasons, because that's the only reason I'd give up meat, I would be satisfied knowing that I'm eating that, you know, knowing that that's in the store for me. So if you go to Bootlegger after 3 p.m., you will pay 75 rand for a burger that costs well over 100 rand.
Oh, that's nice. I know, like with Bootlegger, I tend to go to them now and then, especially if I'm in desperate need of an iced coffee. Zoe, there's like so many ways to do an iced coffee. Do you guys know that there's so many ways to do an iced coffee? And I didn't realize this until when I ordered an iced coffee, they gave me cold coffee. That was the one time.
What?
Yeah, cold coffee. And they were like, okay, cool, here's your iced coffee. The second time I've ordered iced coffee, I had ice and coffee.
What?
So I was like, wait, this is not the iced coffee I'm looking for. And then the third time, it was, how could you call it, like, it almost looked like it is grated ice or shaved ice and your coffee. Now, that's not the iced coffee I like, okay? I love the iced coffee with ice cream in. It's not an iced coffee with ice cream, without ice cream in. Like, guys, come on.
Now, they need to get it together.
You know?
Yeah.
So, bootleggers understand that.
They get the assignment.
Exactly. So I enjoy just having an iced coffee at Bootlegger's. It's one of the best. Their milkshakes are also really good. I know that for sure. And the sweet potato fries. Guys, I try my utmost best to stay away from just normal fries and either do zucchini fries or sweet potato fries. Because it, you know, you got to keep it a bit healthy in there, you know? The burger is already adding so much calories. Just save it with a zucchini fry.
That's a good idea. Wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that much about, like, that zucchini fries even existed, but I'd like to try that because sweet potato fries are already quite good.
Girl, I'm telling you, zucchini fries is, like, my go-to.
Really?
Yeah, at, what is this place called? The Cafe 24 in Table View.
Oh.
And normally at, what is this place? Ugh, how can I not get it at this moment? Not Panarottis. It is
Spur? Is it also Premi? Premi's, okay.
Premi got it too.
Wow, well that's fantastic. I only have one last thing that I'm going to quickly say that I did this weekend. So I watched the new Black Panther movie, which by the way, amazing. And then because we got there a little late, all the tickets were sold out, so we had to get it in 4D.
Wait, hold up. I haven't gone yet, guys, because, like, I hate being stuffed up in, like, if everyone's going, I want to wait until everybody, like, calms down, and then I would go.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have been out here giving some hints, and I hate that. Guys, do not give the game away until everyone in this world has watched it.
Exactly.
Okay?
Until it's left the cinemas, don't talk
you
about
know.
It. So all I'm going to say is it's a good story, well told. They honor the old Black Panther, because obviously he can't keep being the Black Panther. He's not even with us. So rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. But that's what we did. It was a beautiful movie. You guys should check it out.
Have you heard the debate on the fact that it's become like women empowerment?
No.
Because a lot of men has been saying that they're not feeling it because it's just women superheroes and not men superheroes. Like, if we want to be empowered, this movie is kind of pushing women empowerment.
I mean, I think they have a lot of superheroes they can look to for empowerment, and unfortunately they went according to the comics in choosing the next Black Panther, who happens to be a woman. Yes, I'm not going to say who, even though most of you will know if you've read the comics, but that's just the way the writer Stan Lee wrote it. So I don't really know what to say to those men, except maybe you can rewatch the old ones, but you can still feel inspired by looking looking up to a strong woman.
I think they like really enforcing that obviously women can do things that men can.
Yeah.
And a lot of men are not really happy about it because they feel like, you know, there's still this obviously expectation of them and as men, and sometimes women, we also expect we want to do these things and expect it from men, but want to be empowered when it suits us.
Yeah. Well, this is a pretty hefty topic that we might have to discuss at another time, but thank you for bringing it up. Really a nice, thought-provoking conversation topic. But let's just head on into the random tip.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Okay, guys. It's not Zoe that would be giving the tip, though. It is me. And today's tip is just focused on headaches. So I tend to get quite a few headaches now and then, and I know everyone out there has that moment when they do get headaches, and you know, there needs to be migraine treatments to relieve that. So I checked it out and I tried to find things that would help us when, you know, that headache comes along and you just don't know what to do. So one of those things to get that migraine relieved is to rest in a quiet place in a dark room. That can help ease the migraine, especially because there's no noise, because sometimes when there is noise around you, it tends to like add on to that migraine, especially kids. They tend to come at the wrong time now and then. But yeah, try to rest in a quiet space that is pretty much a dark room. It kind of helps with that. And then a hot or cold compressed towel or cloth to the head can also help. Head and neck can also help ease the migraine. Massage and small amounts of caffeine. Guys, do not go wild with the caffeine. Okay? Because more caffeine can add strain to the migraine. So you need to take small amounts of it and massage the head. It tends to help. Okay? And then over-the-counter medication and prescribed medication can also help in that case. It's short, it's sweet, but those are the things that you guys could look at to ease the migraine.
Wow. As someone who currently has a headache, as she's speaking, those tips were quite helpful for me. I do use some of them, like the over-the-counter medications, and I have tried the towel over my head as well, but resting in a cold, dark room, I just do that naturally, so I'm gonna try that when I get home. It'll probably be load shedding.
Probably. Zoe has jokes this evening, guys. But honestly, I saw this whole thing now. They actually have this migraine treatment cap where you put the cap. It's like a rubber cap. You put it in your freezer and you pull it out, obviously, when you have a migraine, and you place it on your head, like almost like a, how can you say, a glove on your head, and it sits perfectly just exactly where the migraine is, and it literally helps ease the pain. So I want to get one of those.
Wow, a glove on your head. That's the first time I've heard that one, but I would definitely check that out. But yeah, thank you so much for those tips. Let's just take a short break while we listen to a local song that is definitely Lacquer, Our Nation by Heinz Winkler featuring Worship House. And then we'll get into the interview you have all been waiting for with a great musician and talking about a great event to take place later on this week.
180 Degrees on IM Youth Movement.
It is 23 minutes past 7 o'clock currently, and you're tuned into 729 AM. Now, we have a very fantastic, very outstanding man here in studio. Well, actually, over the airwaves, we have him on Zoom. If you guys would like to see us, you can check us out on our Facebook page, 79copsacouncil/79CapePulpit. We are currently live with an international recording artist. Now, have you guys ever just thought to yourself, wow, you know, I really love the brass section. I really love jazz. I really love Christian music, and I want to hear more jazzy Christian music. Well, we have a man in studio right now, a prolific trumpeter who occasionally does jazz, but gospel music is his main bread and butter. He is a U.S.-based artist, Jumbo Ane. He is here currently gracing us over Zoom. He's the music director for Jesus House, which is located in Maryland, USA. He's currently married to Binta, and they are blessed with two lovely children, Joy and David. He's released several albums over the years, but his latest album, titled Pages, features a variety of different artists. At this point in time, Mr. Jumbo is visiting South Africa for the very first time, and he is conducting a show that's going to be running from tomorrow, but he will be performing on Thursday, the 24th. So we're here to talk more about his career, his work, and I'm just super excited. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Oh, thank
Thanks
you.
For having me. I'm doing very well. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Even better that you're here. Honestly, you have graced us with your presence right now.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Yes. So, can you tell us a little bit about how you actually got into the Christian music industry?
Oh, so I was born into a Christian home. My dad, my mom, I mean, my whole family were all Christians, and we grew up in the church, reading the Bible, praying, and all the things we do. So, but it happened when I was about 13. I lost my mom. Mm. And, of course, all along I've been doing music, but when I lost my mom, there was a space in my heart because I love that so much. So only God could fill that space. And so there was a need for me to know God for myself. And that's how I got into the real Christian environment and everything.
Hi, sir. I am Michaela. Zoe did not introduce me.
I am so sorry, Michaela. This is my co-host, Michaela. She's amazing. You'll love her.
Wow, thank
hey.
You.
sorry.
No. It's completely fine. I know Zoe loves to take the spotlight. But it's so awesome to be able to talk to such an amazing artist. The question I have for you is, what did you to start with the trombone? And the trumpet, my bad. The trumpet. Like, what was it that drew you to start with that?
I don't know. I mean, from a young, I think I just kind of liked the sound of the trumpet. Mm. And the church where I was a little boy, so I was part of the kids choir. So there was a keyboard player, there was a drummer, all the instruments were present, but there was no trumpet player. Actually, we had a trumpet player. That guy shows up every crossover service last December 31st. So the church had a trumpet, but this trumpet was always hidden, only brought out one time in a year, December 31st. And for some reason, and I liked the sound, so I'll sneak into the church. I knew where they kept the key, the church key. So I would sneak into it, steal it, and practice with it, and then I'll just return it. Nobody would know. So one day, this guy, I don't know how, showed up unannounced before church service, because then I was a kid, so I would always get to church maybe 2 hours before service so that nobody would see me. So one time this guy now showed up and saw a small boy with stealing the trumpet and not to practice. He kind of liked me and started to show me one or two things. I actually saw him once after that time, and that just ignited a fire inside of me, and I started to practice, and of course, till today.
Oh, wow, that's a beautiful story. You know, like
not the best way to go, but definitely your passion stood out there.
Mm-hmm, indeed, you know, a lot of people, I feel like they just casually are interested in instruments, so they'll just play it. But to hear the passion you had to wake up 3 hours early for service, because a lot of people can't even wake up on time.
Exactly.
To wake up early to go and practice. That is amazing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So I'd like to ask, as you are in the gospel music industry, does it meet the expectations you have? Is it what you expected it to be? Because I was speaking to my dad. He's a pastor. And he was telling me recently about a great in gospel music, I believe, but I'm not sure if it was Donnie McClurkin, but I think it was him, and he was talking like heartbroken about how when he goes to the Gospel Music Awards, when he goes behind the scenes, he sees so much debauchery that he would not expect from a Christian music like award show. So would you say that the industry meets your expectations of what you expected it to be?
You know, I just spoke to a friend, a very renowned gospel artist too. We had a conversation about this. It wasn't meant to be an industry. A ministry. Yeah. So what you're talking about is normal. A gospel industry is just like any other industry.
Yeah.
The name gospel does not make you a Christian, of course. So a ministry, a minister and industry, those are two different things. So when you're talking about ministry, then we wouldn't have much of what we are having. Mm-hmm. But because we have made the gospel scene an industry. So an industry comes with business, it comes with brand, it comes with everything else that that is being promoted right now. You know? So it's a bit disappointing because that's not what God expects us to do. But at the same time, it is an industry. Mm-hmm. So if it's an industry, everything that comes with secular industry has to apply, mm-hmm. because people have to sell tickets. People have to think about it. Bible says that we should live by faith. When last did you hear about a gospel artist who just wants to go for an event for free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so an industry should be treated like an industry. So, and it comes with a lifestyle too. Of course, some of these people, even though they sing about God, let me not say some because I'm part of them too. I don't want to separate myself but well, everybody's, they're all human. We go through what we go, they go through what they suffer the same. The Bible says that there is no temptation that is not, you know, associated with man. Jesus went through it all, just like everybody else. But the problem is that some people don't know how to live the life that Jesus has called us to live. Some people don't have boundaries. First and foremost, you came in to an industry. You didn't come into a ministry. So an industry would not change you. It is only Jesus that can change you, you know. So I know I'm all over the place because I'm really trying to hold back some information. But you know what I'm trying. An industry is an industry. A ministry is a ministry. So what we do now, we're running an industry and using the name of Jesus to also promote it. But there's not going to be much change that comes with that. Yeah. It's disappointing, sorry, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually never saw it as like an industry. Funny enough, because I feel like we don't mix Jesus and the industry. It shouldn't even be an industry. It should just be, you know, a ministry, like you said. But I think it becomes that kind of industry when you get paid for it and, you know, there's expectations of you to meet targets and to sing a certain thing in order to attract more people. And it doesn't, a person don't tend to really enjoy it anymore. Because, yes. I mean, I feel like it should be based on passion, you know, and your love for God. That is why you do it. And sometimes it can get wavered in how this industry tends to take over you as a person. So I want to ask you, what is the challenges you faced in this industry?
You know, it like you rightly said, it should be based on leadings. Bible says that as those that are led, those are the sons of God, you know. So normally it should be based on being lead. But then again, what attracts people these days is the glamour.
Yes.
Like I want to be on the Grammy stage.
Yeah.
I like how I'm singing and people are jumping and people are dancing and crying. I like the attention. I like to have 1 million followers. I like the money. So that's the attraction. And that is what people like us or people like the most very famous people are projecting. That's what we are showing on social media. Mm-hmm. We're not really showing that place where we are studying the word, where we are receiving fasting prayer. People don't post that. Yeah. So what people get to see, for instance, is the fame, people taking pictures, all of that. So that's what is attracting people. So now, I mean, you now don't expect somebody who his mind is that when I come into this place, you know, I would have 1 million followers. I would have, people will see me every week on stage, taking pictures, cameras, and nice cars. And you don't expect such people with such mindset to come and do it the right way. Mm. In fact, do you know that a lot of the songs that we sing in church are written by unbelievers? People that sing those, people that wrote those words, they actually don't believe the words. Mm-hmm. And that is why we don't see power and revival in our songs anymore. Because it's more like, okay, people have itchy ears, of course. You have to put these words. These are the words that are trending. These are the sound. This is the sound that is trending, man. As long as you do a contemporary sound with some lyrics, these are the lyrics that people want to hear. You blow up, you know.
Wow, that's actually shocking to think that someone is writing songs for us that we're singing, and for the most part, maybe we may not be the wiser, and the person who wrote them doesn't even. It's just a fairy tale to them. It's just. Poetry. That's
basically what they got paid to write.
Literally, like, it's just a job. There's no encounter. There's no passion. There's nothing there. That's gonna sit with me some time. But yeah.
And then because the Bible says that the gifts of God are without repentance. Mm. You know. So if you have a gift of songwriting, once you start to use it for something else, God doesn't take it back from you. You have that gift. You can use it to write a love song. Mm. You could use it to write crazy stuff too.
Yeah.
Because take that gifts back. But then, if you're going into the gospel ministry, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, and then you're being led by the other things that I've talked about, of course, you would hire the services of anybody, whoever. Mm. And when you hire the service of whoever, and it doesn't matter what their lifestyle is, it doesn't matter what they believe, it doesn't matter what they are doing, so as long as they can give you what is trending, you will take it because you yourself are not being led, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's scary to think about the big players in, you know, these, not, I don't want to call it an industry, but they control what we hear, especially in the bigger bands. Mm. It's just scary to think about. And I think I need to just completely take that away because I'm going to start having an existential crisis on air, and we don't need that right now.
But it's not all bad, dude.
Yeah, that's true, actually. They are, like, I mean, we have you. We have so many people who are passionate about the industry. And I think
so many amazing people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we shouldn't let the people who are in it for the wrong reasons overshadow those who are genuinely passionate and called into this industry. But yeah, you're right. Yes. But I would like to ask you more about this event that will be taking place on the 24th of this month, which is Thursday, that I believe you will be performing then. It is Jumbo and they're live in South Africa. Can you tell us a bit more about how this event came to be and what you hope God will do with this event?
You know, this is just, this is my first time in South Africa. So it's more like a tour. Mm. So I'm coming for some churches worship concerts. So the very first one is on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, I think Sunday too. So everywhere I go, my prayer is that Jesus be lifted up. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Yes, of course, we've been practicing. My friend, my band, and some band, they've been practicing the songs and making sure everything is well. But when it's all said and done, I want people to see Jesus instead of just my voice or the sound or the music. I want everything to work together to lift the name of Jesus up so that when people come, they don't leave the same way. Mm. That's my goal in South Africa too.
To change lives. Wow.
Wow. And how have you been literally holding your head in this industry and trying to stay on the right path, even though, you know, you've kind of made a name for yourself, but still trying to keep Like you said, a lot of people are moved by the fame and the lights, the camera, the action. And how have you just tried to maintain, like, you know, the straight and narrow?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even though I have said all I said, our job is really not to judge people.
Mm.
Our job is to love people, because at one point we also did not know that much.
Yeah.
But thank God for His grace now that waited for us. Now we know better. So our job is to really love people through the process of their growth also. So the way I just focus on what God has called me to do, I focus on the people that God has called me to also reach. I make sure that I am getting better at what I'm doing every day. And that's a whole lot too for me. So I love people. I have a lot of people around me who are not perfect. I'm also not perfect in terms of work. I'm perfect because of what Jesus has done for me, but I'm not perfect in terms of my character and all of that. I'm also growing. So I focus on what God has called me to do. I teach those who I mentor and all come around me, my team, my band, and then we just pray and we just leave, you know.
Wow. I think that's beautiful advice, to teach people not to be judgmental of others, especially because I feel like as Christians, sometimes when we become more knowledgeable about the Word of God and our lifestyle really begins to change, sometimes it's hard to look at people who are where we were a couple years ago and not think, how can you not see the light? When sometimes it's just simply not that easy. And we should always just apply grace to everyone we know, love them as, you know, Jesus loves the church. And thank you for that advice. I feel like sometimes we just tend to forget that, you know?
So, we not forget that, though. Your struggle is not my struggle.
Mm.
So I cannot ignore my struggle and then focus on your struggle and put you down. Rather, I believe that we should together just hold ourselves up and encourage one another, like the Bible says, and pray for one another and hope for one another too.
That is such beautiful advice. Thank you so much.
Mm.
I'd like to ask my second to last question, but can you give us any information about where the tour dates, not dates, but the events, the locations of these tour dates will be, which churches and how people can attend? Is it possible to attend online with Zoom or does it have to be a physical attendance?
Okay, so this is what I would say. If you can please just follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you would be able to find the full information for the name, because this is my first time going to these churches.
Yes.
I don't really know names. I don't know those places. But I have them posted on my social media.
Yes.
So if you can just follow me there, you'd find where I am.
Okay. Can you give us your social media handles, please?
So my social media handle is Jumbo A-N-E at J-U-M-B-O-A-N-E. Everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. We will give that out again at the end of the show, but thank you so much. There is just one final question. We end this lovely, lovely interview, but do you have any advice for anyone out there who wants to start pursuing Christian music and making music for other people to worship with?
Yeah, I do. So one of the best advice that I can give to myself if I was starting afresh is make sure that you know the person that you are trying to sing about.
Mm.
Or you know that the person is beyond any song. Make sure you know that person, of course, Jesus, that you are trying to sing about is real. And once you know Him, the Bible says that they that know will do exploits. Because ultimately, the result for your ministry is signs and wonders.
Mm.
And you cannot do signs and wonders. You cannot see signs and wonders unless you know God. So once you get that out of the way, where you know Jesus for yourself, and you know that He's a rewarder, and He's also someone that heals, He heals the blind. He does amazing, impossible things. Once you know that, and then you start to sing about the person that you know, it sets you apart from every other singer. Mm-hmm. And then you begin to see signs and wonders. The Bible says that the earth is not waiting for another singer. The earth is not waiting for another great voice or great mm-hmm. music. But the earth is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The manifestation means those that know who they are in Christ and begin to work in the assignment. Once you are like that, the earth is waiting for you, and you will see signs and you will see wonders in your ministry. So that would be my advice for you. Of course, always practice. Get to surround yourself with people that have gone ahead of you, and always take advice. Listen to people that know more. Have a simple heart. No pride. Pride would go before a fall. So don't be prideful, and trust me, man, the sky cannot even be your limit. Wow. It will be your starting point.
Wow, thank you so much. That was amazing advice, an amazing interview. We are so thankful for the tour that will be happening. We're thankful that you joined us in studio today over Zoom. It was fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Ané. It's been amazing having you on air.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you should definitely come back on the station sometime soon, but we have to say goodbye for now. But we wish you so much love and luck, and we pray that God is with you as he's come to South Africa for the first time, especially now in such volatile times. But we are so praying for your protection, safety, and that everything that you have planned with God for this trip comes to happen, comes to fruition.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Honestly,
it was truly amazing having you on the show. And I hope me and Zoe get a chance to actually see you lively perform. See you perform live.
Yes. Sorry. Amazing to me. Be my friend.
Awesome, man.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Wow. That has been a great show. My goodness.
My English at the end of that. Problematic, guys.
Don't even worry about it, girl. Like, I'm sure it was the spirit just, like, unsettling the English a little bit. But as we just come together and, like, reflect on that interview, let's just go into the next segment of the show, the Did You Know? 180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. So we are in the Did You Know section of the show. It is 13 minutes until 8, and we have a nice fun little fact that you guys may not have known about. So seeing that we just spoke to a musician, we're going to be talking about one of the most well-known musicians in the Bible. I'm, of course, talking about King David. Now, I didn't know this, what I'm about to tell you guys, but I recently found out, like I said in the beginning of the show on a YouTube video, that this information is very tangible. So for many, many years, the life of King David was thought to be a myth by some non-Christian academic scholars. I've said this before, some people believe the Bible is literal, others believe that the Bible is based on a series of parables, that nothing there actually happened. So a lot of the people who believe this believe that King David never actually existed, because there was no extra biblical text that supported his existence. So many people were just like, oh no, he's just one of the, you know, the parables. Until 1990, I believe, three, there was an archaeological team studying in Tal Dan, which is a city from ancient Israel. During their excavation, they discovered remnants of a stone wall, and the wall had an inscription on it. Though the wall was partially damaged, it told stories of victories over two kings. Yeah. It clearly states in Aramaic, the language spoken at the time, that the first king was Jerem of Israel, the son of Ahab, which is mentioned in the Bible, we know that. And the other king, unfortunately, this part of the wall was broken a bit, so they couldn't make it out. But what they could, the name of the king, that is, but what they could identify is that he came from the house of King David. And this stone dates back to the 9th century BC, and it corroborates many passages in the Bible, perhaps being written maybe 150 years after he had died. By that time, I'm sure if you want to be a skeptic about this, no one would be trying to prove anything if it had only been 150 years before he died. So I think if you're ever in a situation, obviously if unless you have like a degree in apologetics, I would not encourage you to go out and start fighting people about the truth of the Bible. But if you ever are in a situation where someone is trying to convince you that the Bible isn't real, just let them know about all the many different accounts, extra biblical included, like this one, that proves that the Book of Kings is true. We may not have the name of this king, but if he was hailing from the house of King David, then he was obviously a descendant of King David, which proves that he is actually a real figure and not a figment of anyone's imagination. I always love hearing these things.
I mean, honestly, it is so empowering and so mentally stimulating to know like these biblical facts, and I feel like you always just take it like next level, Zoe. Like you go in deep. I will always do like the surface things, like our Bibles getting stolen or people just stealing Bibles out there. But I love how you just go historically into this, and it just, it's amazing.
It's honestly so fascinating for me. There's so many people who go into the area of Israel and just do excavations and study it, they have found so much evidence of the Bible. And the best part is when it is not from the Bible, even though the Bible itself is the historical text. When they find other sources to corroborate this information, it makes it more legitimate. And that's one of the reasons why let me not even go into this because we are running out of time, but in the case for Christ, one of the reasons why the writer of the book, Lee Strobel, became a Christian is because he decided to investigate Jesus, because he didn't even believe that Jesus was a real figure. So when he investigated Jesus, he wasn't just looking at the Bible or the Talmud or Jewish writings, but he was looking at other people, because obviously other people were writing about this because it actually happened. So when he read their events and realized that it lined up with what was in the Bible, he was like, there's really no way for me to look at this logically and not see that he existed, that he actually did rise from the dead, and that I should be following this, because he was had made a bet of this wife that if he could prove it was not real, he would she would have to leave Christianity, because they were both atheists. Oh my gosh, you know what, I'm not even gonna go into this anymore. Let's head on into the Bible quiz, guys.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
So clearly Zoe would take us away in history, guys. We should give her a session for that. But tonight's Bible quiz, and for those who are listening and still has a bit of time to kind of answer, is how was Ruth related to Naomi? Was it A, daughter, B, sister, C, daughter-in-law? Did I just not know that there's an E? Sorry, guys. Or E, cousin. If you know the answer, I hope that you answered on one of our platforms to just let us know what you think.
Yeah, but if you would still like to answer on any platforms, please send us a WhatsApp to 081-729-1657. Or send us an SMS at 37988, or go onto our Instagram pages where we are currently hosting polls on the I Am Youth Radio Instagram account, as well as the 729 Cape Pulpit Instagram account. So let's just listen to One by Vibrancy, and when we come back, we will be saying goodbye, sadly.
Sadly.
But also happily giving you the answer. The rhythm of love, as we listen to One by Vibrancy, was a fun one. But we listened to that one to give you guys a little bit of a break to answer the question we asked you guys that forms a part of this week's mystery Bible quiz. Now, we have 3 minutes until 8 o'clock, so we're just going to give you the answer nice and quick.
So, the question was, how was Ruth related to Naomi? Was it daughter, sister, daughter-in-law, or cousin? Guys, I forgot my ABCs with that one, but anyway. And on the I Am Youth Radio, I felt like these people were just random, you know? They were just like, maybe I could get this right, maybe I can't. Guys, daughter was 7%, 13% was sister, daughter-in-law was 73%, and cousin was 7%. Wow. Now, we did have someone that said they are all related.
Yes, on our WhatsApp line, Abron said they are all married.
Wow.
But then he also said daughter-in-law next, but that they are all married.
Guys, the answer is, in fact, daughter-in-law. And on the 7 to 9 a.m. these people understood the assignment. Mm-hmm. They read their Bible. Because 100% said daughter-in-law.
Wow. They are Anamia Lawrence, who just WhatsApped us, who said daughter-in-law. I'm telling you, she was probably a part of that, like...
Group,
yes. Mm-mm. She's probably a part of them who understood the assignment.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys all for participating this week. It's always fun participating and doing these quizzes. You guys, we only have like a minute left on air, but you should tune in again next week. We have another fun-filled show for you guys. So even though we're going to say goodbye now, stick around for the music show that plays afterwards. You don't want to miss it, but the top five. But yeah, this has been 180 Degrees, and we're cutting it for the night.
Yeah, so from myself and Zoe, we are
out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.